America, where my answer today is exhaustion of humanity. And I'm just going over some articles in the news, because as I said, I'm going to save my very good guests, great guests that are going to be on for the next 2 weeks, for a Sunday where you're likely to be listening, because, you know, today is Easter, and I know many people are with their families. And this information is still, however, very important. So, of course, please do tell others about the archives and have them listen, as well as checking out, you know, the links that are on the lightofdayradioshow.com, the different documents that I've written about these different issues, because there's so much, it's impossible to cover it all on the air. Now, I encourage all of you to check out a YouTube. This is the title, U.S. Drone War Benefits Israel and Wall Street. U.S. Drone War Benefits Israel and Wall Street. And as it turns out, this is talking about a company called Technion, which is basically displacing disabled people on Roosevelt Island, which is in the New York City complex, so that they could build a drone research facility for Israel in conjunction with Cornell University. What's up with that, people? That should be very disturbing to all of you. Of course, we know that our entire Congress has basically committed treason and turned over, you know, all the controls to Israel for everything that's happening anyways. Now, in case you didn't know, when Stephen Chu, the individual that was heading the Energy Department, decided to leave, I'm sure, you know, after a while it gets very obvious that certain things are going to come out that you're involved with, and that it's not going to make you look good, so better to get out and let somebody else step into the puppet spot. And Obama has appointed an MIT nuclear physicist by the name of Ernest Menez to head the Energy Department, because of his ties to BP, GE, and other major firms, where he has served on advisory boards on these companies who do business with the government. There's also information about a fake fracking report that he was involved in writing to make it look like there's really nothing to worry about with fracking, when, of course, we know that there are so many things to worry about fracking, not to mention earthquakes happening in strange places, areas of the country where people turn on their spigot and end up getting a solution come out of the faucet that you can light on fire, and things of this nature. And it's just amazing to me that, you know, they do this right in our face and then report, yes, these are all his conflicts of interest. Yes, this is the last person we should have running the Department of Energy, because he's basically, you know, working for the companies doing all the damage to the environment. But, you know, it's right in our face, and we'll see what happens when he's quote-unquote confirmed. If any of the people on the panel asking him questions ask him about that very important situation, and I'm sure he'll be basically just allowed through anyways, because the people in Congress are committing treason and they know exactly what's going on and they're aiding and abetting. Okay, if Paul on the line, Frank, stay on the line, Frank. I'll bring you on after the break. We'll be right back. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is exhaustion of humanity. We have one of our regular callers on the line. Glad to hear from you, Frank, in North Carolina. Please chime in.
Well, I haven't called any of your shows for a while, so I just thought I'd call in and say hello. I am suffering from exhaustion. I'm like you when earlier when I heard you say that you were just so tired of waiting and you really need something big to happen, something big to be revealed or something. That's the way I feel. I'm like in a holding mood. I've been beating my head up against a brick wall for 8 years since I woke up, and I just don't know if I, you know, you become re-energized. Certain things, you know, allow you to carry on and sometimes, you know, go on a radio show, one of these mainline radio shows, and sometimes maybe, you know, get some information out. But I'm suffering from exhaustion. But anyway, I have been kind of away off the grid a little bit. I did listen to your show last week and, enjoyed the first caller you had on. He's very interesting to listen to. But anyway, I just wanted to say hello.
Well, thank you, Frank. And let me just mention one of the things I have on my table here to discuss today is a new medical condition that I had never heard of. It's actually called stress cardiomyopathy. And you can actually get chest pain and shortness of breath. And the way they describe this is that when a susceptible person is suddenly walloped by a massive amount of stress hormones, part of the heart's main pumping chamber can stretch and weaken. And so this is like a new thing that they're doing to us. I would call this, you know, legal abuse or, you know, whatever. There's different sources of stress. But in fact, this is happening to a lot of people. Now, I've got my critters. You know, I try to find ways to smile. If I see a butterfly, you know, anything, I'll use any excuse to try to say, oh, there's a good sign, you know, this is a good thing. But yes, it's mainly going to be when the people wake up, and it's just taking so long.
Well, I think mine is more of a spiritual exhaustion than a, you know, than a motivational exhaustion than a physical for right now anyway, but I mean, you know, the big thing for the past 10 days or more, you know, any of these radio shows that I can even usually get onto and get out, you know, a few statements before they cut me off or whatever, it's just they're obsessed right now with this collegiate basketball tournament, and they're all they're talking about is brackets, and they have all these people on, you know, as guests, you know, even, you know, the people that do the meteorological reports, everybody comes on to give their brackets and everything. Everybody's just obsessed with it. If you call in to talk about anything of substance or relevance to the course that our country and our future of humanity is taking, they just laugh at you. It's like it's a big joke. You know.
Right. Well, that's why they call it March Madness, because these people are insane. And we know that they know what they're doing. It's like, okay, what are we going to distract Americans with this week? It's so amazing. Every weekend, it's a holiday, or it's, you know, some kind of Oscars or some other kind of Hollywood-type awards show. There's always something they're up to distract us. And it works very well, unfortunately, in many cases.
Right, exactly.
But I'm just curious. When you say a spiritual exhaustion, I can relate to that, but can you just describe what you mean by that?
Well, it's like you're just looking for one little sign. It's like, give me a sign that there's someone out there who's not under this, like, heard someone describes it as robotic consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
They're totally programmed. They have no, I don't know, I don't want to get too harsh, but it's almost, sometimes you think they have no real soul. It's like they've just been programmed, but I think robotic consciousness really describes it well for me. But
let me just say, I call it hive mentality, because they're actually tapping us into the hive, which was actually something they, you know, talked about on Star Trek or one of those series. But that's pretty much what it is. It's frequencies attacked. It's all kinds of things that they're doing to get you to buy into the program. But whatever, yes, I agree with you. These people, I don't know if they have a soul. Certainly, in my opinion, if you do nothing, how can you claim to have a soul? How can you not protect your own children? But certainly, their very consciousness is being tampered with.
With regard to that fracking, I'm not educated in it, but I'm very suspicious of it. And I heard from someone on a radio program recently that I believe is awake it was just a caller mentioned the fact that there's a movie out. Now, I don't normally go and recommend people going to see Hollywood-made movies, but they said this movie is actually pretty good, and it actually stars a very liberal clown, as I call them, Matt Damon, an actor. But anyway, he plays the part. He works for this corporation that's involved in fracking, and I don't know what part of it he's involved in, perhaps the public relations end or whatever. But he goes out there to, you know, cover up some stuff or smooth some stuff over and finds out that these people's whole way of life is being destroyed. But it's called Promised Land, and it's supposed to be a really good old-fashioned type movie where the guy stands up for the people's, you know, these poor people in this rural area somewhere in the United States where their lives are being destroyed. But anyway, this guy recommended it, said it's a pretty uplifting, good movie. So for people that go out and do the, what do you call them, Redbox or Netflix or whatever, I don't do any of that, but might be worthwhile movie for people that enjoy that kind of thing.
Right, well, that reminds me of the movie that Julia Roberts did. I don't remember the title of it, but the one Aaron Brockovich, there you go, yeah. So it sounds like something along the same type of lines. But we need to make these things happen in real life. I mean, Aaron Brockovich was based on a true story, but, you know, what happened after those clients were, quote-unquote, restored with whatever settlement they got? It's still happening all over the country. I mean, the EPA is allowing these things. And that's what people have to wake up and face, that we're paying for these agencies to allow the crimes to go forward. You know, it's so insane, you can't make that stuff up.
I agree.
All right, well, don't give up the ship, Frank. I am seeing a lot of positive, you know, things happening, networking of individuals who are really doing the real work, and people waking up. I get Skype calls from all over the world. It's really amazing.
That's always
good to hear. Yeah. So, unfortunately, I think America is probably the most brain dead of almost every country on the planet. But as other countries wake up, you know, it's that whole 100th monkey phenomena thing. You know, eventually people are going to be forced to see what's right in front of their eyes, whether they want to or not.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks for calling in, Frank. Okay, all right, so I mentioned this new disease. It's amazing the new diseases I'm hearing about all the time, although I found this one very interesting because they're actually finding a way to pour out so many stress hormones that your heart actually has a problem beating. I mean, that's scary stuff because obviously, if you had such a condition, just knowing that the pain was starting, this, of course, would give you more stress, and you would put out more stress hormones, and that can get you in trouble really fast. But I'm hearing about all kinds of weird stuff. Somebody contacted me just this morning before the show. They've been diagnosed with burning tongue syndrome. Burning tongue syndrome. Now, I never heard of this. Obviously, the name describes it. It's where your tongue feels like it's burning, but it looks totally normal. It actually feels like it's been scalded. That's how bad it is. Of course, they can't find any reason for it. But as soon as I heard this, I realized this is yet another neurological vaccine-induced disease. Same mechanism, the demyelination of the nerve. The myelin being to the nerve, what the plastic coating is an electrical cord. So the nerves to and from the tongue are obviously being demyelinated and are having all of these misfires and weird things happening because there's usually two sets of nerves that go to pretty much any part of the body. One acts to increase an effect and one acts to decrease or oppose an effect. And obviously, in this case, the nerves on one side are being affected. Then I heard about another new disease, or at least this is my first time hearing about it. This is a woman in Estonia that contacted me, who's only 25 and has been told she has POTS disease. And so I had to look up Pott's disease, never heard of Pott's disease. You can't imagine how many diseases they have. And that's because what they do is take a bunch of symptoms, put them in a box, give it a name. In many cases, it's the name of the person that described or discovered the disease, which in that case means he probably created the disease as well. And, of course, they'll try to find some kind of a drug to give the person with the disease. Now, this particular problem is very interesting because, long story short, it's a problem, what I realized, with the autonomic nervous system that controls heart rate and blood pressure and such. If you stand up, you get so weak-headed, you're going to faint, all kinds of weird things, cardiac misbeats of the heart, things of that nature. So this is another vaccine-induced disease. They just keep coming up with them. Okay, I see we have Werner on the line. I'll bring you on, Werner, after this message. Stay tuned. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where I answer today's question of humanity. And we have Werner on the line from New Brunswick. Hello, Werner.
Good afternoon, Dr. Carly. Hello?
Thank you for I can hear you. Thank you for calling in. What would you like to share with the listeners?
Well, I listened to the last hour, and thumbs up to Alex. He's very committed there on the West Coast, and I'm trying to get some more research about what has been going on here in Eastern Canada in the residential schools. But there's an underlying script, order out of chaos. And that script has been used by the communists, you know, in the Soviet Union, and has been used in China. And the very same script is being adhered to by those that are in control now here in the Western countries.
Yeah, and let me just mention, Werner, that one of my loyal listeners and clients, Bill, has been reading the Gulag Archipelago. And he's going to come on the show within the next few weeks and talk about that book because it's really amazing. I haven't had time to read it myself, but from what he tells me, basically it's the same thing they're doing now. I mean, they have the same master template, and they just basically press the reset button, and they call the government something else or whatever they want to do. And, yes, in fact, that's what people have to realize.
It's the same species, just only a different color.
Yes. Yes.
You mentioned there about, you know, being passionate. You know, there's something written in the Bible where the Lord said, you know, you're neither hot nor are you cold. You are lukewarm, and therefore I will spit you out.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong about being passionate? Maybe they should rein in those that are so passionate about going into other countries and bomb the hell right out of them and
right.
Causing so much devastation and so much death. Maybe those kind of passion should be reined in, should be controlled.
Yes. Let me just say, what I realized years ago is because I speak the brutal truth, and I always have, it's just who I am. And so people are oftentimes looking for an excuse not to listen to me. And when I first went on public access, and especially after they took away my son, sometimes I would get tearful because this was such a devastation to me. And I saw that have the same type of effect. People don't want to hear emotion from somebody who's been tortured and whatever. So they'll turn that person out. And then when I was able to not do that and just basically say, okay, I have to fight that emotional wave that comes over me. And now my, you know, righteous indignation is coming out, and now that's a problem. So I don't care what these people say. You know, it's very hard to do what I do. You know, there's no book to teach you how to do it. I do the best I can. And as I said, we're running out of time. I know that you know that. Alex certainly knows that. People don't have time to be, you know, basically, you know.
Putting around the issue.
Huh?
people don't have time anymore to pussyfoot around the issue.
That's the word, pussyfoot. No more time to pussyfoot. Yes, that's what the word is. Right.
And when you say want to tell people and get them to wake up, the one reason why they don't want to hear it, because it makes them uncomfortable. It makes them feel guilty that they don't want to do anything about.
Right. And especially if they work for a part of the cog of the wheel of evil, you know, because there's so many people that have sold their soul for cash, whether they work in the police departments or the schools or, you know, CPS, whatever the case may be, they know they're doing bad acts. But they keep on doing them because that's their job.
Dr. Kali, I want to say something fastidious. Basically, they even work for the devil to shove a coal into the hellfires when the price is right.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. Well, I'm waiting for that to happen. In the meantime, I'm going to do everything I can to stoke that fire and get the process moving along. Because, you know, enough is enough already. There's so many people suffering. And I hear from people every day. It's just, there's no tears left. When I hear what they're doing to people, my own profession, how cold and heartless they are, how they do things knowing the outcome's going to be bad. But, you know, that's basically what they're taught. It's a quote-unquote standard of care. So even though I know that a particular cocktail of drugs is very likely to kill somebody, that's the standard of care. Ergo, that's what I will do. And it's amazing how widespread this is.
Dr. Carlo, could there be a medical reason behind that people become basically now so callous about the issues? Is
yes,
there chemical changes in people's brain?
That's a very good question, and I will answer it after the break. Stay tuned, Werner. We'll be right back. Our answer today is Exhaustion of Humanity. We have Werner from New Brunswick on the line, Werner. And before the break, you were asking, to the best of my recollection, basically what is happening to these people's brains that's allowing them to, A, participate in what they have to realize is pure evil and is actually, you know, affecting their own children's futures, or B, just becoming ostriches and putting their heads in the sand and doing nothing. And I've thought about this for many years, and there's always the big picture. There's many reasons. First of all is fear. People are afraid that if they stand up, you know, any doctor that stands up and does, you know, the right thing, you know, they can look to cases like myself and Jennifer Daniels as to see what they can expect, especially the lack of support of people who just say, gee, that's too bad, and they go on with their day. There's also the different ways that consciousness is being affected through chemicals like fluoride, especially psychiatric drugs, which cause a chemical lobotomy. Aspartame is also involved as well. Different frequencies that they're emitting from high-definition TVs as well as cell phone towers, things of that nature. The list is endless. So that's why it's so important for people to educate themselves. If you don't know what's altering your consciousness, what's destroying your health, if you don't know what to stop doing, then how are you ever going to hope to, you know, maintain or regain your health? And of course, if people want to learn how to detox what they've already done, that's what I teach people how to do. But at the very least, you have to stop doing what you're doing. And this is one of the most disturbing things to me. We see this all the time, where SWAT teams will break down the doors of a raw milk farm, or, you know, there's so many examples of the agents of these corrupt agencies using their tactics to steal and do really heinous acts. And oftentimes the neighbors are there and they watch and they do nothing. They don't seem to understand that they are next.
Dr. Kali, You just mentioned that about squat teams coming in onto organic producers, raw milk farms and so. Basically, the products that come from those places, they have more substances, those foods have more substances in that are not being controlled by big pharma and by big multinational corporations.
Yes, of course.
And this is basically where they are booby-trapping our bodies. Chemically
right.
booby-trapping, and then there comes the other aspect in about the drones. Those 30,000 drones, what they now have approved of here across the United States and probably a similar number divided by 10 here in Canada. And I don't think those drones will have only guns on and cameras, but there's a good possibility that they will have direct electromagnetic frequency directed energy devices on board, where they basically with electromagnetic frequency can manipulate very specific persons homing on their biometric signature.
Mm-hmm.
And they can trigger out very specific be it mental illnesses or diseases.
Right.
And they basically can take out targeted individuals.
Yes. And I hear from targeted individuals all the time. And one of the things that's so amazing to me is that, you know, sometimes they believe that they can go to a white coat and they can tell the doctor what's going on and that they will be listened to, much less not admitted to a psychiatric ward. I mean, doctors aren't even allowed to consider this information. So it doesn't take very long once you start, you know, opening up those cans of worms in terms of, you know, this hell that we live in here on planet Earth before you get to a place where they're gonna attack your mental abilities. And that's one of the main ways that they're going after the guns of the soldiers because, you know, if they can diagnose them with PTSD, which means they have a conscience, that's why they have PTSD, but they'll use that as a reason to take away their weapons. Because if they start to realize, oh, I took an oath to protect my fellow citizens from enemies within. Looks like they're all down there in the district of criminals. What are we going to do? You know, that's going to be something that could really move things along very quickly.
Yeah, and that basically put an end to their clandestine dictatorship. And you remember there in 2009 when I said when enough of a fear factor is being created in the population, then the dictators don't need any more guns to hold the people in check.
Right. The fear alone will do it, yeah.
But there is something else. When people are exposed to too much fear, then they run out of fear hormone.
Mm-hmm.
Then they show fear anymore.
Right, which are the stress hormones I was talking about before. Well, you see, that's the thing. They think they have all their ducks in the row, but of course they don't.
So let's throw as many monkey wrenches in as possible. But there's another thing about the international court where Kevin Arnett and the native people, you know, the international criminal court.
Well, maybe, it's not the international criminal court. That's something totally different from the international tribunal. The international criminal court is you know.
Oh no! Yeah. The international tribunal.
Okay.
That's what I mean.
That okay, go ahead.
That is not controlled by the bureaucrats.
Right.
And the bureaucrats, they are the silent army. It is very, very little being mentioned, but they are really the powers behind the scene. And sometimes, even if there is a politician who wants to do the right thing, the bureaucrats, they just stick their heads together and say, we do it the way we want it.
Right.
You know, let that idiot talk in public as much as he wants. You know,
right.
We are doing it our way.
But once enough people see what's really going on, they can say whatever they want. You see, there's going to come to be a point, and Kevin's already doing this with the police, basically putting them on notice that if you protect the perpetrators, you are aiding and abetting. You just bought your ticket to the defendant's box.
And, Dr. Ghali, maybe we have to confront them and say when we encounter those bad players, we say to them right straight out, congratulations, you just made the list.
Yeah.
And then let them wonder. Because
right.
in history, sooner or later, the worm always turns around.
Right. And until something happens to them, you see, these minions believe that because they're working for the Jew psychopaths and all their puppets, that they will be protected because they're working for evil. And evil is evil even to its own, and I've seen it so many times, that they thought that they were going to be okay, but guess what? No, you're expendable. You're just another puppet that sells your soul for cash. Once they use you up for whatever reason, you're done.
And Dr. Ali, we have had the example in history, the Soviet Union. How many of the worst perpetrators, once they had outlived their usefulness or they had become a liability or danger to Stalin, you know, they were gone.
Right. And, you know, my assassination may eventually be successful. They tried 3 times so far that it hasn't worked. But I would rather die for purposes of good, you know, than just because, you know, my contract with, you know, the psychopaths ran out. But we're running out of time so fast, if you can stay on the line. I just want to mention, I'm sure you're aware of something that is going to be waking people up real fast. And it's starting in Cyprus, where they're now determining that the government is going to force bank account holders to help pay for the rescue of debt-ridden banks. So these psychopath Jewish banksters that have already stolen what they've stolen through the Federal Reserve and the IMF and all the rest of it, from the people in terms of taxes and things of that nature. Now they're going after individual account holders. In fact, this article on page 3A of CharlotteObserver.com states that the cost for many savers and businesses would be staggering, as much as 40% of accounts that hold more than 1,000 euros, which is equivalent to $130,000. Now, if people in the U.S. think they're safe, as it turns out, there's an excellent article on the Web of Debt blog, webofdebt.wordpress.com, which basically talks about how it can happen here. And one of the things they reveal in this article, because you see, you gotta love it, people think that they're safe. As it turns out, although few depositors realize that legally the bank owns the depositor's funds as soon as they are put in the bank, we become unsecured creditors holding IOUs. And so what they're going to be doing, and you know this is coming to this country as well, they're going to convert the IOUs into bank equity. Of course, you know, stock in a bank that's failing and has to be bailed out, I mean, what a great reward. I mean, it's totally insane. And the fact that they are now going to go after the hard-earned money that people have saved up for their retirement or, you know, education of their children, whatever the case may be, this is what's going on. And we can see this happening here, so I just want people to be aware of what to expect. In fact, there's an article entitled California Seizing Bank Safe Deposits to Balance Budget, just written today. And this basically, actually it was written on 4/11/2011. California Seizing Safe Deposit Boxes to Balance the Budget. I don't have the website for this group because I got it from an email. But the important thing I want you to know is that in California, they are now actually claiming that people that own safe deposit boxes have unclaimed property in those safe deposit boxes, and without notifying safety deposit box holder, even if the person has another account in that bank, you know, they could live right around the corner from the bank, they just pretend that the contents of the safe deposit box are quote-unquote unclaimed, and they take the items. And this one article talks about how some woman had $82,000 worth of her grandmother's jewelry in her safe deposit box. It had been appraised for that. They stole it, sold it for $1,800. You know, all kinds of stuff that they're already doing in California. So this is what's going on, folks. You just need to realize that your, you know, FDIC insurance guarantee is another fraud. The joke's on you. And this is what's coming. Talk about insult to injury. Werner, are they doing anything like this in Canada? Are they starting to let the people know it's not
well,
just...
Well, I read some article where that is being hinted. But I have to check it out a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But here it comes into place. Those that were working for the dark side and they think they got their ill-gotten gains stashed away, they might lose it too.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be funny how it all works out. See, I don't have to worry about this. I barely survive. You know, it's a month-to-month thing. You know, I have so many things I have to deal with, child support, all kinds of crap. But I managed to survive, and so that's good. But it's not like I'm worried about the bank stealing everything in my bank account because, you know, there's nothing there to steal. But just like you said, the ones who have made big bucks working for the dark side want to be interesting how it works out when their stuff is stolen as well.
Well, what's the saying? The revolution eats their own children. You know, what I said, you know, in the Soviet Union and the French Revolution. Order out of chaos.
Right.
But in between, they better watch out that they don't get thrown underneath the wheels.
Well, see, it's also going to come to the point, and I've already reached that point. I have nothing to lose. They've taken everything I have. And it's really amazing when that happens, there's like no fear. There's nothing else for them to take. If they kill me, I go on vacation. So with an attitude like that, it's a really amazing thing. You know, I have all kinds of weird things that happen to me, and I know where it's coming from, and I just laugh and I say, sorry, that's not working. So, you know, unfortunately, I think it is going to have to come to the point where so many people have no choice but to face what's going on. And we're almost out of time. I just wanted to mention one other important story. I don't know if you heard about this up there in Canada. A lethal virus by the name of guanarito, it's a hemorrhagic fever, has gone missing from a Texas biolab. And from 2004 to 2010, the CDC received 88 reports of quote-unquote lost bioterror germs and toxins. So, you know, now we have another biolab where a very dangerous and oftentimes fatal virus has gone missing. You know, just like the money goes missing, the...
$2.3 trillion?
No, actually, it was $9.1 trillion that the Secretary Inspector General for the Federal Reserve admitted they had lost. You know, they're losing money, they're losing biowarfare viruses. These people apparently are, at the very least, totally incompetent. At the very worst, robbing us and killing us right in front of our face. And see, that's what I don't understand, Werner. How can people not stand up and say, are you kidding me? Because I tell people, check it out for yourselves. Don't believe me. And yet my criticism is I'm too passionate. What are you, brain dead? I don't understand these people, even though, as I say, I gave a list, you know, before of all the different reasons why they're brain dead. But I still, you know, certain things, it should be enough to wake you up. Okay, we're going to our last break. If you want to stay on, feel free, Werner. We'll be right back, folks, after these messages. And we're back with the last segment of What's Failing America. Our answer today has been the exhaustion of humanity. And certainly we are being exhausted in so many ways as we're basically having our middle class destroyed, both in Canada and the U.S., right in front of our eyes. And I'm going to let you wrap it up, Werner, but I just wanted to mention one other thing. Presently here in the States, they have the Bible series showing on TV. It's a series, and today is the last installment where, of course, they're going to show Christ nailed to the cross and all the gore and trauma that goes around with watching that. But I encourage people to check out the YouTube of the segment of the Bible where it shows Satan. Satan looks just like Obama. This cannot be an accident, okay? So talk about some programming going on there. Check that out for yourself. Okay, Werner, I wanted to ask you, what's going on up in your neck of the woods, in case listeners don't know? You're also somebody that's been forced to face a reality of the evil that surrounds us as your prized cattle are being mutilated and having all kinds of weird things done to them, which, of course, no agency nor veterinarian will help you. Has there been any progress made on that case?
Well, Dr. Carly, they're not prized cattle anymore, and they were never prized, but they were good stock, you know. But it's the same way of a cover-up as you have encountered in the medical profession.
Well, let me just say, in my opinion, they're prized because you were feeding them good food, giving them good water to drink, you weren't vaccinating them, so I don't care what their pedigree was. As compared to most cattle, you know, they were definitely the top. But yes, that's what I wanted to bring up. The cover-up involves everything. So eventually, you see, Werner, every single person will be affected by this monstrous psychopathic group, no matter whether it's having their, you know, savings confiscated or their children stolen or their grandparents killed in the hospital or whatever it may be. Eventually, something's going to happen. Now, of course, the problem is, once it happens to you, it's very hard to even stay standing and breathing. So that's why I encourage people to get involved before it happens to you.
And, Dr. Carly, this should give people to think. I've mentioned it already a few times. I came across there last year about Dr. Eric Pianca. All his life, he was studying lizards. They called him the Lizard Man. And he gave, I think in 2009, he gave at the Texas University of Science, or what the name was, a renowned Texas university. He gave a speech and he advocated the killing off of 90% of the world's population because according to him and his associates, the Earth is overpopulated. And 90% of the human population has to be killed off, and his preferred means was the aerial release of Ebola virus, hemorrhaging fever.
Right.
And a rousing ovation from his audience.
Right, of course, and they were all psychopaths, and now we hear about this hemorrhagic virus escaping. Well, I have a different proposal. How about we get rid of the 10% that are proposing that the 90% of us get killed off? Because then we can bring out all the suppressed technology. Okay, thanks for calling in, Werner. We'll be back next week with Dr. Jennifer Daniels. People, make sure you stay tuned. Bye-bye.